Hello again, and welcome to the Proceed podcast, the podcast where we talk SAP data management. I'm your host, Rebecca, and today I'm joined by Paul Shakeshaft, and we are going to be talking about data management within regulated industries. So let's get started. Thanks for joining me, Paul. Hi there.
Hi there, Becky. Nice to be with you.
So just a real basic question to start with. When we talk about regulated industries, what does that mean exactly?
A regulated industry is very simple to define. It's an industry where there is some sort of legal legislation that controls in some manner what they need to do in order to operate as the business in that particular sector. I mean, we've come across them in a number of sectors, aerospace, pharmaceutical, or sort of finance areas is where we've come across them. There are obviously a few others, but, you know, these are the ones that we've had most experience with.
Okay, and how do, just from a data perspective, how do industry-specific regulations shape a data management project for Proceed?
What we tend to find is when we're working in these industries, we're placed under the same due diligence and requirements of their own internal process. So this typically means that we've got enhanced validation, we've got enhanced sort of testing that we need to go through to support them. And what we will also do, we tend to find that we need to involve more people in the discussions of the discovery and design of the process and policies that we're going to have to do, because it's not uncommon for us to need to go out and talk to the auditors to make sure that they're happy. This is not just the tax auditors, but also the auditors for the regulations that they're under. We might need to engage the regulatory body, if there is one for that particular industry, and make sure that they're happy with what we're proposing to do. We typically would get the client to work on our behalf with those external bodies because they already have those relationships. But we will advise the client as to what questions they need to validate as to, and also if needed, we sit in those meetings just to make sure that we can explain any technical questions that might come out of them.
Great, makes sense. And so what sort of things do we kind of think about? You mentioned a couple of things there, but on a whole, what are some of the things that we need to think about as we start a new project with a business or a customer in you know, a regulated industry like aerospace or the pharmaceutical industry?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing we need to step back and say is, who do we need to involve in the project? So in the way of which additional agencies, internal or external to the client, which parts of the business are going to be touched by the work that may be need to be involved in the discussions. We also need to think about in advance what regulations we've come across in the past for similar industries, or, you know, from the point of view of what data the client is holding, not just because they're holding it for business processes, but because of the regulatory requirements. I think we also need to really consider, you know, if there's any specifics that we're aware of or that the client is particularly concerned about, to make sure that we're not designing something or implementing a solution that the client's not happy with. And when they go out to the external people they need to validate this with, is going to be turned down because we're not meeting, you know, a legal requirement or audit requirement that the regulations place on us as part of the project. It's sort of very easy for us to say, oh, we just need to do this. And then if we ignore the requirements of the regulators, we could be advising the client wrongly. So we bring that experience with us as to what we've seen in the sector before. Also, we bring the experiences to sort of where the client needs to be greatly involved to make sure they're coming on the journey with us. I think one of the things that we also advise clients around this is this project isn't a quick project. It's going to take time, and you've got to make sure that you allow for that time when you're planning them. project, certainly when it's part of a larger program of events, maybe a digital transformation or an S4 upgrade, for example. And a lot of this extra time comes from the checks and balances that we need to work within for the client. You know, we know when we're working in aerospace or when we're working in pharmaceutical, we need to dot all our I's, cross all our T's, and show to the client we've tried every possibility around every bit of route that we're doing that it's going to meet the requirements and what's been documented. And there's also the client needs to do a lot more due diligence around their testing to show that they're happy that what we've documented and shown is right, but they've also validated that on their own processes as well. And I think finally, you know, we've got to remember that we've got to look at the whole business as a whole. We can't just take one part of the business in isolation, because we quite often find, more so in a regulated industry than in a non-regulated industry, that actually data captured by one part of the business is used elsewhere by another part of the business further on in the business process or for other business functions. And we need to think about the impact of what we're doing across the whole of the business, not just in isolation for one small part of that business.
And could you maybe give me some real world examples of some of the challenges you've encountered on projects in these specific industries?
I'll do my best. We've done a project for a sort of a large European airline that where we were doing some data management within their maintenance team. And because of that, we understand the requirement that they've got to hold the full life cycle of all of the components that they put on an aircraft, all of the people who have worked on the aircraft, that they got the right certification to do what they were doing at the time they worked on it. Also, that full audit log of the life cycle of what's happened to the aircraft from the time it was manufactured to right through to the time it's actually taken out of service and scrapped. So I think that's sort of a fairly good example of typically where we've seen something. And if we go maybe to the other side and look at pharmaceutical companies, they've got the requirement to basically have full batch traceability from source components right through to finished products. And they need to know, again, what's been happened to create that, what tests have been done to validate that, you know, what they've manufactured conforms to actually what they were trying to manufacture, and that each batch has been tested sufficiently to prove that it meets these requirements. And the longevity of some of the information they need to hold in these cases. You know, it's not uncommon in some cases that they actually need to hold this information for 50, 100 years. And we were talking to one pharmaceutical company, and their attitude is, we keep all test data from the point of we capture it until we cease trading. And that's their company policy. So absolutely, you know, we've come across this in a number of those areas.
Okay, so just one final question then. For those businesses that are looking to start a data management project, what advice would you give to them ahead of that journey?
I think the first piece of advice I would say is, you know, we need to make sure that you engage the right people within the business and outside the business as early as possible. It's really important that where you've got regulations, whoever is responsible for managing and making sure the company is compliant with those regulations is involved in the project, so that they are comfortable that as the project progresses, they're not going to be non-compliant over that process. I think it's also important to make sure that, you know, the process you design is relevant today and is revisited and reviewed on an ongoing basis as the regulations around the business change over time and as the business processes and functions change over time.
Great, brilliant. That's all the questions I have. Thank you very much for joining me, Paul.
You're welcome.
And like always, if you want to learn more about our services, please visit proceedgroup.com. And if you want to contact us and speak to one of our experts about a data management project, you can email us at info@proceedgroup.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, thank you.